you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, hi there. Welcome.
Oh, hi there. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, hello. Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one remains Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, the villain with the chord hits.
Take it to the chorus, engineering and playing and more.
To choose which hat he's wearing. Right now, he's also wearing a real hat.
He's wearing a lot of metaphorical and one real hat.
One real hat. One real hat.
In the Emerald City. You and I are always 5 seconds away from that riff, I think. And it's not good because it works with any three-syllable thing.
Yeah, here we go.
Three blind mice. Well, we don't have time to just be goofing around with the two of us when a fun friend is so close nearby.
So close nearby, why would we goof without him? We're so excited to have this friend in the show. Honestly, he's been on the show sort of before.
That's right. If you were at our live show in Kansas City, you saw him on the keys. But he is also an incredible improviser and actor and director and writer and friend. Please welcome Greg Smith.
Hello. So excited to goof with y'all.
So excited to goof with y'all,
Greg.
Too.
Thank you so much for having me. What a dang dream.
My gosh. Let's have a blast, shall we?
Let's have fun out there.
Thanks, Coach.
I've been a bit of a coach lately, and I've been telling us to have fun out there. And I feel great about it. I feel good about taking on a little coach energy, you know?
I mean, you have the sort of requisite inspirational coach optimism, I think, required to be a good, I don't know about real coach, but certainly TV coach.
Well, and as you know, as I made you, well, I didn't make you watch. You watched
tonight. You suggested I watch Ted Lasso, and yeah. I devoured it as my soul required me.
Have you seen it, Greg?
No, I hear it's so like wholesome and nice.
It is wholesome and nice.
And it's interesting, because when I think of a standard movie or TV sports coach, I don't think of optimism. I think of like a recovering alcoholic like coaching a band of misfits, and they'll learn about themselves
for
along
sure
the way.
That's a true coach trope as well. Coach Tropes, that's the new name of this show.
Welcome to Coach Tropes with Coach and Coach, and our guest is Coach.
Well, my the most famous coach, Coach
Frank
Riggins.
Nelson?
Not that coach.
I was thinking Coach Ernie Pantuso from Cheers. Rest in peace.
Also, these
are great coaches. I'm talking about Coach Taylor of Friday Night Lights.
I've still not watched that either.
Same, also me, same.
I mean, it's very good. And he is, I think he's the ideal coach where not everyone can be Ted Lasso. Not everyone can be, you know, rose-colored glasses.
If you put roses on the lenses of your glasses, you wouldn't see a damn
thing.
Those aren't
good. You don't want to cover your glasses in roses.
But you know what? They will help you see the world differently. You won't see it at all.
You'll see it like roses. To be like, this world is of roses.
The world is actually just a rose petal. But he really pushes people and has high standards, and I think is an optimist, like sees the good in people, but he's a little stricter and he's a little bit more, and he has his own struggles. He has his own doubts. I mean, so he's a little more human.
We're all human, don't we all? But yeah. Coach Ernie Pantuso, coach from Cheers, is always sort of misunderstanding the situation.
He's a dummy.
He's a dummy, but he's the smartest possible dummy.
Yeah. I love those.
He's very, like, he's a very empathetic, soulful dummy.
Does he have a similar Phoebe vibe?
It's gotta be
turned up from Phoebe though, right?
Cause yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay. He has kind of like a working class, like you cast me as the guy who saw the murder on Law and Order kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that head in the clouds dumminess with the very salt of the earth, like everyman energy.
Great.
And it's a drink that tastes great going down. Let me tell you.
Cause I always feel like, I mean, Kudrow's a genius. Let me put it on the record.
We should say that Lisa Kudrow is a genius.
I would say kudos to Kudrow's.
Yeah.
Kudos to Kudrow's.
She's a genius. And something that I think she does really well in that part is play the intelligence within her specific type of, you know, like flightiness and occasional dumbness.
I also have seen maybe 20 minutes total of Friends. And what I do know is that Phoebe has the cat that smells so bad.
Smelly cat.
And she sings a song about it. And that's
she doesn't own that cat.
But it's a cat that she does know that the cat smells bad. And she
it's just her, her. It's just her bop. It's her jam, you know? It's her like reaching out and saying, you know, I myself feel like sometimes a smelly cat because it's not my fault. It's what they're feeding you, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm misunderstood by society because it's not your fault. Is an important part of the smelly cat message.
That's true.
Smelly cat.
Is this just the song that she sings now?
That's her song, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smelly cat.
That's the part I know.
What are they feeding
I've
you?
I've heard this part.
Smelly cat. It's not your fault.
Now, I love that sort of Lisa Kudrow has mastered the art of throat singing and that she can harmonize with herself, mm-hmm. which is impressive to me.
She's a genius.
Yeah. That's when her twin sister Ursula
comes in,
also played by Kudrow.
Is this, I have to ask because I don't know, is that a character on Friends, twin sister Ursula, also played by Lisa Kudrow?
Yeah, and get this. She exists in the must-see TV universe as a waitress on Mad About You.
What is going on? Okay, so Friends and Mad About You take place in the same cinematic universe.
Mad About Friends.
They're in the same cozy upper middle class vision of New York that, you know, never existed. A rom-com bubble. And they were on at some of the same time.
I mean, we love a crossover.
We love a crossover.
Kudofer to a crossover. Is what I always like to say.
Kudrovers to a crossover Ubers.
The oeuvre of crossovers.
Okay.
Herbert Hoover. Who once removed her.
From Lisa Kudrow's Cruise Oeuvre.
Yeah. Yep. And this is all
this
good.
This is all good. It all stays in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's the next part of Smelly Cat.
That's very fun to think about to me. That's like, what other things do take place in a crossover? You just haven't seen the main pieces sort of see each other yet, right?
Right. Like,
Is it also Avengers, just we haven't gotten to that part yet.
I mean, it's New York.
It's just New York, but we haven't seen...
It would be great if sitcoms just subtly played the reality of like, well, yeah, my favorite coffee shop was destroyed in the wormhole, but they're trying to get back on their feet, and so I'm like really trying to support them.
Man, I would love the story of... Well...
Just working on that fateful day in New York. We were just going about our business, serving coffee.
I remember right before the wormhole opened, I had said to Trevor, do you think we should order some more almond milk?
And now Alien Coffee to rebrand because of the disaster that just struck the land.
I'm over this crossover. I'm a New Yorker who's over this crossover.
Isn't it just like a New Yorker to tell you, stop. Why do we have to, in any story of New York, have the Avengers drop?
It's like just stay in your own story. We get it, you're big and you're strong. But there's other small stories of other small people just trying to get along.
And we're all over. New Yorkers, and we're over this crossover.
Hulk, stay out of my sports film. Thor, get out of my rom-com.
How dare you, Black Widow, enter this small docu-series about people who like pressing leaves in books.
And Hawkeye, I say that I'm done with them. I'm trying to be in a series by Lena Dunham. I'm
over this crossover.
Just a New Yorker.
I'm just a New Yorker.
Who's over this crossover?
Some things don't need to cross. Some things should stay.
Got most of the glass cleaned up. We can get back to just doing our normal thing, serving coffee. We don't have to worry about, you know, the gods and monsters that live among us.
The thing is, Trevor, I think it's gonna be hard for me to act like I didn't see an alien worm.
I'm not saying we have to act. Look, Brittany, we all saw.
It's going to be hard
even
for me.
Even Stanley saw the big alien worm.
Wait, are you talking
what's
about?
Up? You talking to me? I'm here in this public coffee shop with my huge desktop gaming rig. What's up?
Even Stanley, who showed up with this rig that freaking slaps. It's got all the new liquid cooling. It's got all the new NVIDIA cards. It's a custom built. We're talking, this would be $5,000 if you built it pre-built. But the
calling Stan Lee, not Stan Lee? Oh, I'll put these sunglasses on and take this scooter away.
I was making cutesy cameos in our coffee shop.
Get out of here, Stan Lee. I was talking to Stan Lee.
That guy just wants to cross over all the time.
I get it.
Anyway, yes, I did see that alien worm, which looks like the alien hardware on my computer. And it is freaking me out, and I'm tired of acting like it doesn't happen.
That's my thing, Trevor. It's like, okay, yes, we can clean up the glass and we can say
and
it's
should.
not we can and we should, and we did. And
well,
that's
not my responsibility. I'm a customer.
That's right, Stanley.
Sorry,
did you want some more dirty chai? Do you want some more dirty chai?
I would love some more dirty chai.
Okay. I'll make that. You make a point.
Okay. You make that. I'll make this point.
And I'll make a new kill on my game.
Oh, yeah. Stanley.
I'm Stanley.
Fucking headshot from behind the paint. Which is not a video
That's
game.
Right. It's an NBA Call of Duty crossover.
Man, my gosh, there's like nowhere we can go where there's not a crossover. Like
That's true. I didn't even think of that.
And actually, honestly, Stanley, even your drink is a freaking crossover. It's like, did you want a tea-based drink or did you want a coffee-based drink? And you couldn't decide. And so you chose both.
I guess I'm trying to adapt.
I'm just saying it would be so nice. That's my point, though, Brittany, right? It's like, I'm not saying we should stop these things from existing in the world, because they're going to, and we have no control over that. But, like, what if here, we just did one thing, and we did that thing really well. We made coffee, which we do. But then the people, they all can tell.
But Trevor, I'm asking you, I guess I must confess. If we're only a coffee shop, then why do we run this printing press?
Well, the people need news that they can trust. Right, that's a thing we understand. People want to have trustworthy news from local people, the kind who would shake your hand. And we are not gonna
but to give a counterpoint. And I'm sorry if I'm inserting myself with what I think, but when I tried to order this chai drink, you accidentally mixed it with printing ink.
Right.
So what if you did one thing and did it well?
Printing press,
do
we're just
one thing and do it well.
If we just had one thing, then my days I think I could handle. No more printing news magazines and no more making these candles.
I was about to ask if we're going the only doing one thing way. Should we also not be a candle workshop / hardcore gaming cafe if
well, we only did one thing and did it well?
Okay, so we get rid of the gaming and the press and the candles and the macrame. And the tiny corner where you can pose with our gerbil, and the place where you can register your car, and the place where you can get your screen fixed, and the place where you can get your rings polished, and the place where you can exchange geodes. No, I didn't say you can buy geodes. It's an only trade desk of geodes.
But you have to have a geode to get another geode.
It's a geode barter station, when instead we can serve just coffee across the nation. Do
one thing and do it well. And the people that come to trade us their geodes are gonna be angry as hell, cause now we do
one thing and we'll do it well.
And it's geodes, right? That's what we're going to stick with?
I mean, when I was listing all the things that we do, part of me immediately was like, man, I would be so sad to lose geodes. And if we weren't a high-speed internet gaming cafe anymore, I wouldn't get to see Stanley.
That's true.
No, not you. Not you, Stanley.
Oh, me? No. I was just peering over this freshly printed news zine.
Oh, it's even covered in a coffee stain.
He's cute. He's honestly cute. I just feel like, Trevor, there's a lot of coffee shops in New York. So if we're picking one thing, which I'm super stoked on, you know, I'm your twin sister and I love every idea that you have because part of me had it.
And that's our dynamic.
And that's our dynamic, that's, and that's our deal.
Communism between two people. It's all shared.
What? Unpack that.
So, you know how when a person has an idea...
I'm sorry, did you want me to unpack this suitcase?
Stanley?
Nobody even... I'm not talking to me, Stanley. Why do you have a suitcase? Now I do want to see what's in the suitcase. Yeah,
you know what?
That was not a transition from what we were saying, so you clearly have something in that suitcase that you really want to show us. So why don't
I just heard this gentleman say, why don't you unpack that? And I thought he was referring to this, my suitcase.
Well, you were outside, though, when he said it. So if you really want to show us what's in that suitcase so bad...
I do.
All right. The floor is yours, Stan Lee.
In this suitcase...
Just open... Oh, man.
Oil your suitcase.
Yeah.
In this suitcase, many wonders, glimmers of distant worlds.
We see an alien tentacle shoot through his head and explode him.
Oh, no!
Am I supposed to pretend that didn't happen?
No.
Oh, hey guys, just another day at the office.
Don't quip right now.
But that's my whole thing, me, Copper Boy. My whole thing is to deal with superhero stuff and be kind of like snarky and self-referential.
I don't want that. A man is dead. I don't want that.
There's an alien tentacle that came out of the briefcase that Stan Lee opened and now he got splattered through the head. Copper Boy, what's your deal?
Well, I hope you kept the receipt for that suitcase.
I don't like that.
We don't see death every day, Copper Boy. This is wild to us.
Well, it might be wild to you, but to me, this is just another day in the ballpark, another week at the soccer stadium, another year at the lacrosse field.
Are you a sports-themed superhero, Copper Boy?
I'm whatever's in front of me. I'm free associating, baby. It's Jazz. It's Damien Chazelle.
This is not... No, he's not... He's not Jazz.
Oh, La La Land's a part of my universe, baby. Get used to it.
Oh, my God! I don't like any of this!
I don't like this guy, but he seems to have a whole thing... Oh...
Yeah, that's right. Let me give you some advice on how to reckon with this weird, crazy, brave new world. If it's going too fast, like you're gonna zip it, I'll give you advice that's true. Be like you're on drugs and you're doing a whip it. Look at the thing that's scary and just quip it, ooh, just quip it, ooh, just quip it, ooh, just quip it. Like, look over there. Now across the street is a scary bloke, but the reality's less scary if you diffuse it with a joke. Oh, whoa. And over there, there's a guy who's on fire that's toasty, but I don't care because the joke's coming out of my mouth with a goatee. I'm just gonna quip it, 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 quip it. Oh, again, I'm just gonna quip it, quip it, quip it, quip it, quip it, quip it, quip it. Why don't you try?
Fine. This copper boy came in and I was like, copper pipes?
Okay.
More like... dropper bites, because whoa, that's how I feel.
I would never quit it to me, quit it to me, quit it to me. I don't like my own medicine of quit it to me, quit it to me, quit it. Why don't you try it, the other barista?
Sure. This guy, Copper Boy, is appropriately named.
Okay.
Because it's a very common metal that you see all the time. And this guy, there's a bunch the same.
That's a really harsh quip it, quip it, quip it. Ah, this is... hurting my feelings
go
more than I expected.
Save the man who's burning across this, the man who's on fire.
Stop talking to us and go do your saving thing, please. It's like, my gosh, what's more useful, Copper Boy or a copper penny, which we famously don't need.
Which we don't need. Honestly, in this moment, I don't know who I would pick up off the floor first. I would rather pick up a penny
or Copper Boy.
My confidence is lowering. My powers are diminishing.
Oh, no, no, shoot. I want you to still have powers.
Go save the
guy. Go save the guy.
He's on fire.
He's on fire.
Yeah,
that
okay.
will be great. It'll be like, can this guy be any more helpful?
I have to go because you two are... You two are better at quipping it than me. Quipping it, you see.
Quipping
it, you be. I've got a crisis of confidence. Quipping it, oh no. Quipping it, oh no. Quipping it. Copper Boy's got to look interior. Quip it.
Oh my gosh. This day is exhausting.
You know what I really appreciate, though?
What?
Like, while that was all happening, Stanley was just dialed in. Headshotting people from behind the paint all day. He's not a massive
kill
streak.
Pick up that frag grenade, LeBron.
I don't understand enough about video games, and I never will.
Don't worry about it. Here's what you need to know.
Wait, what I need to know is what's in this suitcase.
Don't open it, Brittany. The last time we did that, a big tentacle came out and blew up and exploded Stanley's head.
No, it was already open. Remember the famous... It's open. We can just look at it.
Oh, right.
Look at these. They're geodes, but they're geodes unlike ones I'd ever seen before. They're small stones.
Nope.
And there's
nope,
like an infinite
no,
amount.
No.
What?
Brittany, these are infinity stones.
What? What the?
Nothing good ever happens to people that have it. Look, I know you haven't seen any of the sort of, what should I call them? Press releases that the Avengers have sort of put out on their newspapers and stuff that are like, we are looking for these stones. If you see them.
Trevor, can I just put a hard stop on what you're doing right now?
Yep.
Okay, that alien worm famously just came through the portal yesterday. So if I'm correct, then we don't know anything about these geodes.
Maybe you don't, but look, Iron Man has many things, and one of the things he has is his zine. It's called
Iron Zine.
And he sends it out. You think Copperboy has an inferiority complex to
yes,
Iron Man?
Yes. Well, probably not. I think any superhero who's still a boy or girl, like, they probably have a little bit of insecurity about anyone who's a man or a woman. Like, they're still coming up in the world. It's hilarious to me, though, that Peter Parker is instantly Spider-Man. Like, that is a child.
Because that's a boy.
That's a boy.
But here's the thing. I just put it together that, like, I bet specifically Copperboy is so...
Oh my gosh, I'm just putting that together. Yes, specifically, yes, specifically, yeah.
Look, here's the deal. I read in this book... that he was like, man, I would love to power my good robot friend whose name is Jarvis or whatever,
yes.
but I need more power.
Right.
And if I just had one of these infinity stones,
sure.
I could do it. And I bet it's one. Look, all I'm saying is I don't know anything about these stones. And I'm not saying that the whole world should know because New York just got blown up by big worms.
Right.
But I'm saying that these are dangerous and we should be very careful.
Right.
Hey, sorry. Are you guys open?
Kind of.
What
kind
business,
of?
What business?
What
are you
business do you
for?
Want?
Well, I just see that you got some real peachy keen geodes in that suitcase. I'll make you a trade.
Oh, these geodes aren't for trade.
Well, isn't that the whole point of this business?
It is, but we're doing a new thing where we do one thing, and we haven't.
So you chose geodes.
Well,
it's geodes
a contender. It's
geodes
a
are high
contender.
On the list, but these geodes aren't our geodes to trade.
Also,
and,
like, we're pretty sure you don't want to mess with these geodes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I do.
Who are you, by the way? I've never seen a big purple man before coming through.
And I'm confused about if your chin is hair or wrinkles.
Is your chin hair or is it wrinkles? And that's a rude thing to ask, but...
I told you, like, I don't have a filter right now. I'm dealing with, like, my reality being crushed, and I just need everyone to just give that some space.
Yes.
I'll do my best.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yes, tall purple man.
Whatever. I'll do my best to answer your questions in order.
Okay.
The first question is that my name is Thaboy.
Okay.
The second question is that this thing on my chin is it's like a lat muscle. It's just kind of made it up here instead of down there.
Oh. Cool.
And my third question is, give me those infinity geodes or I will crush you.
Okay, hang on.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to talk with Brittany real quick.
Sorry,
sure,
take
a sidebar.
We have to have a twin talk.
Okay, that makes me not want to give it to him.
Okay.
What he just did, that makes me Ibbidi, not want to give
thinkity,
it to
him. I never learned how to do this.
What are you saying? Talk. That's not English. What are you saying?
No, keep doing it. It works. And I don't remember, but I do know what you're saying.
Okay, I'm going to go to our famous twin talk.
Famous twin talk, so we can have this conversation. It won't be suspicious.
Twin, twi, twerd, twut, twist, twi, twas, twang.
Yeah.
Immediately. Twat, twervis.
Twa. Twin, twi, twin, twin, twir, twin, twas, twal, twi, twant, twos, twin, twinity, twums. Twi, twas, twal, two.
Twat was twerse par twart.
Two, twee.
Hey, while you guys are talking, I'm just gonna take the geodes.
No, 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 no. These, this is ours for now. I'm gonna put one foot on it. I look like Captain Morgan.
Oh, I got it. Wait, I got it. I bought it. Here you go. Five.
Oh,
infinity stones.
Here you go.
What? Where did you get those from? They're not from the suitcase.
No, these are... I took them out of the suitcase and put them here. It's a blue one.
Oh, I forgot. We already traded. So the ones that were in the suitcase did get traded. And these are the ones you want.
So here's... what's this one? This is a big blue one. That one's pretty good.
The pyrite one.
That green one.
Is totally...
Okay, prove it.
This one's a star sapphire. That's
okay.
That's one of the infinity stones.
Yeah, I'll prove it. How do you want to prove it?
Well, because all of our worlds are becoming... intermittently meshed with each other.
And that's what we're dealing with
today. Honestly our huge beef.
No, that was not an open invitation for you two.
Because I'm so glad that you also were feeling this way, because that is what we are feeling.
I wasn't saying that's how I'm feeling it. I want this to stop.
Okay. Well, oh, shoot. I thought we were going to connect with you.
Come on, fanboy.
Fanboy.
Certainly, these are feelings that you have, and maybe if you just... take these stones and talk to us about this. This will make you feel better.
So you're saying you're interested in me beyond just being an adversary to defeat?
I never thought of you that way, honestly.
Yeah, really. You were just kind of giving a slight red flag, but you were to me in still a giant TBD category because I did not know enough. But like when you said, and my last question is give it to me, I was like, well, first of all, that's not a question.
Not a question.
Tiny red flag. But for me, I was comfortable leaving you in a TBD.
I mean, I don't know, now that you've opened the floor for, like, emotional communication, like, maybe we can just have, like, a vent sesh.
Yes, I'm going to light one of these Do you have a favorite scent? Do you have a scent you like?
God.
We have this, like, I don't want to suggest anything, like, if you have, like, a go-to, but we have this sort of incredible lavender pine.
Oh, yeah. It's called Balance. I think you'll really be into
and
this
I think
one.
It's called Lavender Balance.
I punch it?
No. We're just gonna...
Oh.
You see, when we light it and the oils start to turn into scent.
Oils start to turn into scent.
And it starts to relax you. Your heart so you can vent.
Let it all out and vent.
And I know I'm speaking for me, and I'm speaking for my twin, that when you start to vent, we're not gonna jump on in. We're not gonna give advice. We're not gonna try to solve. We're gonna let your thoughts open and evolve when you...
When I vent, I feel so good. When I vent, I feel like I'm a new person. When I vent, I feel so human inside. And I'm no longer a villain with a chin whose muscles are bursting.
When you vent, you might explore your own emotions.
Oh.
Feelings you didn't even know you had. Like when you vent, you might instinctively discover you didn't even realize you've been walking around mad. How are you supposed to calm down when you don't even know you're mad? You gotta recognize before you can repent.
And I'm sick of super superheroes coming from the sky to fight. I think that you two candle loners are heaven sent. When you love it, let me tell you something. Up until this moment, I thought my war was infinity. But y'all have given me some new self-clarity affinity. This is a new zone. I feel my emotions rolling. I'm gonna be more Adam Driver and less Josh Brolin. When you think if you're up to the challenge, when you vent, I feel status start to shift. When you vent, I start to unclench my fist.
Unclench that fist.
Unclench my fist.
Relax your strong jaw.
Unclench my strong jaw.
You've been holding it.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I am tired of losing, and now it's time for me to win. When I even got to vent, when I vent.
What will happen now that Fanboy has vented? What will be the one thing these twins like to do? And will there be anything to come about with these geodes? Find out when we return to the second half of Crossover in New York, the musical. New York, New York, a crossover town. : NYC in the crossover. No, : NYC universe. There we go. If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
When we last left this New York coffee shop, they were dealing with Fanboy, who came in demanding the Infinity Stones left by the recently exploded Stan Lee. Will they choose a business to pursue singularly? What will happen with Stan Lee and his Call of Duty basketball game? Find out when we return to this, the second half of
Crossover in New York, New York, New York, a crossover town, NYC Universe.
The musical. Now.
Stanley, can you pause your game for a second?
Can you pause? Is this the kind you can pause?
Yeah. Just give me one sec. Steph Curry is about to chainsaw open Grant Hill. Okay, what's
these
up?
These players are getting paid for their likenesses being used in this way.
I think so. Hope so.
I just wanted to kind of... Actually, Trevor, could you go get...
Yep.
Could you go get
Bye.
Me?
Say no more. Got it.
So everything okay?
He's my twin, and so it's like we do this thing where we always think we know what we're doing, and it's like maybe we do, maybe we don't.
One fresh big old baguette.
Okay, he did know what I wanted.
Wow, that sounds yummy.
And I will still go back in the walk-in freezer.
Oh my gosh, okay. Stanley, can I ask your advice about something?
Yeah, of course, anything.
Me and Trevor just have always done everything together since we were little. And he was like, my dream, and thus your dream, because we have the same dreams, because we're twins, and that's how it works. And actually, all of that was said in unison, is to open a coffee shop in busy, busy midtown Manhattan, which is like more of a worker commuter culture and less of like a cool, fun neighborhood vibe. And it's going to be like really sleek and called Alien Coffee. And again, this is all in unison. And then I was like, great. And then I realized, like, I don't think I care about coffee. And so I just kept, like, saying, what if we also did this? Because I heard that, like, you should make your business stand out. And I hope that he wants to do the geode thing. Because if he doesn't, like, we might have to stop being in business together. Because I think geodes are actually my calling.
Can I offer some frank advice?
Yeah, that's what I pulled up this stool for.
Did someone call me Frank Advice? Ha! I've got a big hammer and I fly. Woo!
I honestly like that one.
Why do you like him? I find his mythology confusing.
Well, I like that they, I like as the more I get to know him, the less I hear about his mythology and the more that I just hear his fun kind of quips in a low voice that has, like, it sounds like it's from a different era, and he has just like a detached fish out of water quality that I find charming. And once you get past the sort of hard barrier of like, why is this handsome so funny? And you just kind of accept it. I do find him pretty funny.
That's a really good point. I do feel like a lot of these new superheroes we're getting crossed over with, we tend to see how they became a superhero over and over again rather than just becoming a superhero.
Like, ultimately, the third thing I heard about that guy was the only really good one. I mean, I like when he pops up in other people's, but like the third time I heard about that guy, Frank Advice with the big hammer.
Well, it's because they had a life coach who I think was more willing to like lean into the inherent comedy of his premise.
That life coach.
I used to take myself real seriously. Now I kick the devil in the balls.
I love it. I'm about that.
Okay, I'm fully on board now. But anyway, my overly honest thing to say to you. Mm-hmm. Is that in addition to being a pro gamer on this pro gaming rig, I've been crossing over and getting my online bachelor's degree in therapy.
Oh my gosh, you're a crossover of a crossover. This is amazing.
I'm a crossover. And
we can't avoid it, you know?
I think that you need to find out who you are on your own.
Wait, this is crazy. I'm realizing that maybe I need to have my own thing of that thing that we don't like.
You need to have the own thing of that thing you don't like.
I might need my own origin story.
The lights go off and a spotlight shines on her.
Do you want me to stand in this spotlight with you?
Do I?
I'll just be right here. I'll be next to you.
Okay. When they all begin, no one stops to look. No one thinks you are worthy of a tiny book. When you just begin, you are like one in the same. No one knows your story and no one knows your name. But if it's shared, and it's shared for too long, do you have a chance to figure out your own song? And if you can never break free on your own, are you really just afraid of being left alone? What is your origin story?
Gonna take a step to the right here.
A spotlight shines on Trevor.
Oh boy.
Did not expect this, not quite sure what to do. When the mantle of focus unsuspectedly shines on you, will I pick up the gauntlet or will I pass it on? Do I have the strength to stand up for what's right and fight against what's wrong?
Disco light shines on Stanley.
For too many of my lifetimes, I've been stuck behind a desk, playing my video games until at the video games I'm best.
3-point headshot.
Oh, it's true, I'm done with this. There's no more barking. I'm gonna stop shooting talking heads and start letting my head do the shooting talking. What is my origin story?
My origin story.
What?
story. My origin story.
My origin story.
Frame by frame. Square by square. We'll write it our own way if we dare.
Our origin story.
Story. Story.
Wow. It's me, Fanboy, and I've been watching this emotion torrent this entire time.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to come back once you took that. Well, I thought you might, because I got to be honest with you, Fanboy. That suitcase full of stones we gave you, they're not the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, I know. I know what the Infinity Stones are supposed to feel like.
Well, we don't, so...
Well, and I was kind of hoping maybe they could be a different version of Infinity Stones, like... It's in the eye of the beholder kind of thing.
If there's Infinity Stones, then really Infinity Stones can be...
I have this conversation literally every day. Oh, the term, right? Infinity Stones, infinity is not a modifier of stones. It is not a quantifier. It is the name of the stone.
It just seems like if there's Infinity Stones, then just like get a bunch of stones.
I really need you to listen to me. I really need you to listen to me. Okay. I'm not saying that there are Infinity Stones. I'm saying that there are five.
My point, though, real quick, to jump in and not actually listen to what you were saying, you did say Infinity Stones.
Okay, let's talk about semantics. Let's have semantics antics. Let's panic about semantic antics, you and me.
Let's talk about semantics.
Let's have semantic antics. Let's panic about semantics antics, you and me. Look at this suitcase right here, right here, if you're feeling alive. And in the suitcase right here, right here, count the stones, 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Yes, that is not an infinity amount to count, as you can see. So it's not a quantifier, and I gotta scream it louder, it's not infinity.
Semantics. If you need infinity stones,
you're not getting this at all.
There are no stones, you can leave.
Getting through, we've been through the parasol.
You literally have to take all of the stones.
That's not what I'm saying.
If you ever want to get to Infinity Stones.
Oh my goodness, we're having semantics antics.
Having semantics.
We're panicking
antics,
about semantics antics.
We are panicking about semantics.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I guess to be fair, it would be infinite stones. Not Infinity Stones.
Thank you.
How so?
Well, I feel like that's the conjugation you would use to use it as an adjective. Infinite stones.
Not
you
me.
Wouldn't say...
If I were like, look how much bread I have infinity bread. That's
well, then
how I would say it.
You'd sound like a little baby.
Well, that hurts my feelings.
Oh, no, Trevor, I'm sorry.
No,
like...
it's okay. Sometimes you gotta get your feelings hurt to realize how... Because if you... Gosh, if you think that, if you, my twin, think that.
Well, this is the revelation that I had as Fanboy the Sideliner. I don't know if the two of you had it. We've all been complaining about too many crossovers, too many things at once, even the shop. Doesn't it inherently come from the two of you being too crossed over?
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
I don't think we feel that way. Wait, hold on. Do you feel different from me right now?
What?
Because I didn't think... Normally, let's try something.
Okay.
That we do all the time. We famously say very long sentences in total unison all the time because we're on the same page.
You're right.
So the next sentence out of our mouth, we should be able to say at the same time very easily, no problem. Okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. I'm pretty sure that we just said the exact same thing at the exact same time. No problem. Okay, so we're fine.
Except
that you said it
a little bit different than me, and I was a little after what you were saying. And it wasn't perfect. Trevor, I think it's time for us to be a little less crossed over.
I know.
Because I feel like when it's too crossed over, then you forget why you liked those individual entities on their own so much in the first place.
You can't enjoy a red blend without first tasting all the different wines that they blended together. Is that true? I don't drink wine.
Try a metaphor of something you are familiar with.
Okay.
Good advice again, Stanley.
You can't enjoy Lucky Charms unless you eat marshmallows and cereal separately first. Otherwise, how can you appreciate what they're like together? I think that's actually not true. I think you could like that even if you haven't. Can I try again?
I think if you tried that for the first time without ever having cereal or marshmallows, your brain would explode at how good it is.
Keep trying.
Okay.
You'll get there.
Mm-hmm. You'll get there.
You can't enjoy green until you have blue. And yet, wait, I don't think that one's right.
Just colors?
It could be.
You can't enjoy two until you have one and another one.
It could be.
It's maybe like you've had chocolate and you've had peanut butter, but then you have a Reese's cup. A Reese's cup.
I'm feeling these similes of life. I'm feeling these similes of life. You can't have a superhero if you don't appreciate a cape by itself.
Yeah.
And you can't enjoy a book or a Blu-ray machine if you don't first enjoy its shelf.
How can you sit on a couch without first sitting on a piece of fabric and a bunch of uncovered wood? You don't even know that you have it so good.
So good. I'm living these similes of life. I'm living these similes of life.
It's like you can't appreciate a girlfriend or fiance unless you first had a wife. Similes
of life.
Which is the same as, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? But the thing you have is the thing that's gone. But together, isn't a thing that has been a prize for you.
Prize for me.
You never just had a geode shop where people come to do geode swaps. And we never had a candle store that only sold candles, that's for sure. And we never had a printing press that only did newspapers.
Till there's one step back, till we get it right. And I don't care about the metaphor or the simile.
Simile.
You can't have twins until you have two individual people coming together to be twins. You need to know, how did those twins begin?
You can't have a copper boy
war that's planned until he finds himself and becomes an Iron Man. That's right, I was Iron Man this whole time, don't ignore me. And this is the simile of Copper Boy's origin story. I'm living the
Somebody say life. It's Whoop. Me, Stan Lee.
You're back.
Get plumped up by a tentacle.
Well, I harnessed the power of these Infinity Stones, did a quick little snap, and snapped all of us back to right before I opened that suitcase.
But you know, a little bit ago, me, Fanboy, would have been very jealous and upset at that. But now, I'm just glad you wrote your own story.
I'm sure it'll stay that way for you forever, Fanboy. I'm sure that you will never go down a dark path and end up doing something else. Sorry.
Trevor, don't give him any ideas.
What does it mean, Joe? I'm just saying he's definitely not going to do that.
I think as long as I have my new therapist, Stanley, not you, Stan Lee, you, Stan Lee.
Understood.
I think I'll be A-okay.
Well, I'm very interested to know what Stan Lee came back to say, other than maybe just save all of our lives.
What?
Stan Lee?
Me?
Stan Lee, yes, with the glasses.
Who just what'd you say?
I just wanted to know what you kind of came back to do, or was it just to snap and save us all?
Oh, I mostly wanted to just bring myself back to life and then kind of go from
there. Yeah, that would be my first thing that I would do, too, if I just got exploded by a tentacle.
Listen, I'm writing my own story. You're writing yours. And has anyone seen Frank Advice?
Oh, let me just check YouTube real quick. Yeah, it's point. What's it called? It's a GIF. There's a GIF of him just punching the devil in the balls over and over again.
That's funny. He's funny.
He's got a little more weight on him now.
I like it more.
He's more relatable.
I hope they play that.
He just dabbed. He just dabbed. He punched the devil in the balls and then he dabbed.
Okay.
Now he's drinking out of what I think is the big trophy you get for winning the World Cup.
He's fun.
Hey, drinking? Stanley here at the computer. I'm seeing they have a crossover Frank Advice Fortnite character now.
So I
see what they're going for.
Good. That's fun. Honestly, I feel like the thing to remember with crossovers is to just, you know, appreciate them for what they are and don't let them cross over your life. And Trevor, I'm never going to stop crossing over with you, but maybe I'll cross over a little less often.
Here's the thing. I feel like
we started out twins. It was cool because we've always been twins.
Yeah.
But you've never been gone.
You've never been gone.
Huh. Can I just say, this is me, Stanley.
Who,
the two of you have literally been holding hands this entire time. Even like when you went to go get the baguette.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time.
I have big stretchy arms and I've never thought of using them for anything other than
Wait a minute. You have a superpower.
No. I don't think so.
Stretch your leg and kick Fanboy over there. What? Why, huh?
Yeah, why would I do that?
Just do it. Just try it.
Are you sure he's not going to get mad and turn evil?
No, of course I'm not going to get mad and turn evil. I will end existence and bring balance back to the universe.
Oh, see, I told you.
Goodbye.
This is what happens when you kick people for no reason. You start a cycle of violence.
It's not for no reason. It's your reason. You can be a superhero. You can run your own geochop here in Midtown Manhattan.
I think I'm going to move it out to Brooklyn, but yeah, it's
interesting. That's kind of like the obvious choice, but okay.
Well, just, you know, just, this is really, it has terrible foot traffic here. It's like
it's
people
really
like
bad.
Run in
like
for
it.
Work in the morning. They're not in the mood to trade geodes. But Trevor, he's right. In all of our time together, I never even noticed that you have super, super stretchy limbs. And you need to see, and you need to let that stretch and grow.
Yeah.
You need to see how far those legs can stretch.
But what if I kick someone that I can't even see?
Well, be careful.
It's scary to do new things.
It is scary.
You might kick someone in a neighboring town.
Ow.
If you stretch too far and can't see around. But maybe that's not a reason not to stretch. Just cause you're scared of kicking a stranger in the town past the one over the next.
And we can work on your muscle control so you can slowly lower instead of stomp. And you and I can can have a training montage where there's a fun song and it looks like a romp. Stretch and grow. Stretch and grow. Stretch and grow.
It's okay, I'm glad that you tried.
Anyway, now I can see a place in Brooklyn for sale that you might want to sell geodes at. It's close to a stable.
Amazing, what a difference this day has made. But remember, I will never sell with geodes, I only trade.
That's right, and my mistake, some business model should not be stretched. They're exactly what they should be. Just move on to the next, but other things stretch and grow.
It took over tiny stones with the power of infinite boulders. It took so much for us to cross over to a new day.
If you need me, that's what stretching I can do. But for now, but for today, let's close this shop up together. What do you say?
I know that growing can sometimes cause pains, but the best crossovers have a beginning that's self-contained. And the other thing is, I'm so proud of you for starting your own geo trade, not biz.
Thank you. Wow.
Hey, Stanley, I'm leaving this coffee shop to you.
What?
I should ask Brittany, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like we all need this. Was a thing that we did together, and we all need to go do our own things now.
You know, we're going to do our own things, but we're going to keep coming back together, and those will still be the greatest adventures of all. But for now, we have to just we just have to lock this door. Do you want to come out, or like we're going to close the, or we'll like sign over the deed? And I guess you can do whatever you want then.
We can actually do the official stuff later.
Yeah, right, like now, we'll just keep.
You don't want to work it out now?
I don't know. Like I feel like
I've got time.
Yeah, let's do it now, real quick. Let's get the paperwork.
So
I'm actually a notary.
Is that true, Stanley?
That's true. I'm
a
notary republic.
Real quick? Or just verify.
I'll stamp
this.
It.
This is the deed of ownership.
Yep, and I'll stamp
I'm signing it from us to you, and here's the date.
Great. Do you mind if I call up my attorney and just like read the contract out loud for him on the phone?
I mean, I guess you could. It's sort of, I mean, we're giving you a thing. There's no sort of downside for you.
Well, just to be safe, right?
From what though? Like, I don't understand what this grift would be on our end.
Well, I guess I'm just
cross over to a new day. A new day. The end! Or is it? Find out when we get to the end credits, where we'll all be eating shawarma.
Maybe there's another fun scene after the end credits.
Maybe
we're
there's
eating
shawarma.
I don't know. Hang out through this, the credits, to find out. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. Thank you so much for all of you for listening.
Give it up for Greg Smith.
Oh, what a joy. Thank you for having
me. My gosh. Greg Smith. Give it up for yourself.
I shouted
what
this out on an episode, I think, a couple episodes again. The incredible Yacht Rock song about Baby Yoda that you wrote.
Oh, thank you.
Had some listeners reach out to me telling me they really enjoyed that. Where else can the people find you and your amazing brain?
Oh, that's so kind. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at SmithLGreg. It's also my website, smithlgreg.com. You can see all kinds of musical comedy stuff and other stuff I'm into. And I'll just say for this holiday season, if you're looking for new Christmas tunes to jam out to,
always.
My musical comedy group, Mudville, has a brand new Christmas EP full of original holiday tunes. It's called Christmas With You. It's on Spotify, YouTube Music, Bandcamp. Take a look.
Take a listen.
Couldn't be more
Take
accessible.
Take a listen, baby. Come on.
Thank you so much to Scott Passarella, King of
Pianists. Pianist of Kings. Get up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Take it to the chorus. Choo-choo, which hat is he wearing? Metaphorical ones and real ones. Give it up for yourselves. And as always, this episode was brought to you by Woodbird the Wooden Frog.
Gosh,
unfortunately.
Maybe in the sequel we'll like get to. What sound does the wooden frog make? We don't know. But someday we'll find out.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you got a geode to trade...
You best believe no one's getting paid.
Bye. So do you guys prefer a garlic sauce on your...
A mild spice for
me. I would like all of you to keep this garlic sauce away from these legal documents that I'm going over right now. Keep your shawarma garlic sauce away from my legal documents.
Hi, this is Stanley's attorney on the phone. How's it going? Any way I can help at all?
I'm
going to get some more falafel.
Yeah.